Monday marks the beginning of what could be a landmark lawsuit over the use of racial preference in admissions at Harvard. But court filings have also shed light on another admissions advantage, the so-called legacy preference given to children of Harvard alum. And critics say that favors affluent white students. Max Larkin from WBUR's Edify team now joins us in the Morning Edition studio to explain. Good morning, Max, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's get right to the point. What advantage do legacy applicants get when they apply to Harvard?
Well, Bob, we've known for decades that they get an advantage. Students who had at least one parent graduate from Harvard or Radcliffe got what was described by school officials as a tip. But we don't know how big an advantage that represented until these filings in this lawsuit.
Okay, so what do the court filings show about the size of the advantage?
Well, Bob, it seems pretty big based on the 6 years of data that they did share with both sides of the lawsuit. And an expert witness for Students for Fair Admissions, which is the group that's suing Harvard, found the legacy acceptance rate was almost 34%. That would be more than five times higher than the rate for non-legacy students. That's just 5.9%. But we can't necessarily put all that down to deliberate preference for the children of alumni. At least that's what Harvard's new president, Lawrence Bacow, said in conversation with Radio Boston earlier this year.
Their applications tend to be well put together. They have deep knowledge of the institution. So it's a self-selected pool, which as a group, by almost any metric, looks very, very good relative to the broader applicant pool.
But not good to everyone, right, Max?
Yeah, this practice, if you poll, is actually really unpopular in the United States. And I think you can understand that when you think of the pool of students Bacow just described. About 70% of those legacy applicants were white. And in a Harvard Crimson survey of this year's freshman class, nearly half of them reported that they came from families that earn at least $500,000 a year. So these are students who are already set up to do pretty well on the SAT, say. A 2004 analysis, they looked at the top 10 schools in addition to existing academic merit and found that being a legacy applicant just by itself was worth the equivalent of 160 extra points on the SAT. Evan Mandery is a writer and academic who graduated from Harvard himself back in 1989. He says that 160-point boost is a moral abomination.
Wait a second, they already have a built-in advantage. Their parents are rich and they go to the best schools. No. Don't worry about that. Let's still give them another 160 points. It's insane.
So get rid of that advantage, Bob, and you could theoretically admit more first-generation students, more low-income students, both groups that are pretty underrepresented at Harvard and other Ivy League institutions.
So what does Harvard say? How does it defend the practice? And what about the money? Are they in it for the dough?
Well, the university's had a chance to make a number of arguments for legacy admissions in the past few months, and money does come up. An expert witness for the school said that abandoning legacy preferences could result in substantial costs for Harvard, including a possible hit to alumni giving. But President Bacow says it isn't as simple as dollars and cents.
Our admissions process would be much easier if all we were going to do is to auction off places in the freshman class. We don't do that. To the contrary, we seek out students who are talented and gifted and whose families can't afford to attend a place like Harvard.
So, Bob, in theory, if wealthy, multi-generational Harvard families are more generous, it would certainly help keep the school tuition-free or close to it, as it is, for families earning less than $150,000 a year. But the plaintiffs aren't buying that. They cite multiple studies that show that legacy preference doesn't necessarily result in increased giving.
All right, back to the big picture here. How does legacy preference then fit into the issues at the center of the lawsuit going to court next week, alleged discrimination against Asian Americans?
I think it's kind of at the periphery, Bob, but I think it sheds light on what's at the heart of this issue. This lawsuit is about affirmative action on the basis of race, yes, but how much can colleges actually consider a student's race when they admit them? But I think these data show that Harvard and other universities discriminate for and against applicants all the time for all kinds of reasons. Some have called legacy preferences affirmative action for the rich. Now, critics argue that ending it could bring in more economic diversity to the Ivy League, but Harvard will be defending the practice and all of its admissions practices starting next week in federal court.
Next week in federal court, which is exactly where reporter Max Larkin and reporter Kerry Young will be covering the trial for WBUR's Edify team for Morning Edition and all the programs here on WBUR. Max Larkin, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Bob.